busted your ears out. Sorry about that. Hey, this is Les Hall on the Les Hall Show. I'm also known as Inventor on the forum and Inventor Alchemy in virtual worlds. Thank you, Darth Buddha, for that wonderful Meat Pinata show. I listened to most of it. Let me turn this down. Play with this a little bit. There we go. Now we got something a little more mellow to listen to. You are listening to a synthesizer. It is an EM synth, electro music synthesizer, comprised of many small 1x1 inch circuit boards soldered onto a PCB with a solar cell for power and a little bitty lamp shining on the solar cell. The solar cell is partially unlit so that the circuit is being current starved, and that's what's making these really groovy bass sounds. Let's listen. And I can make a variety of sounds with this synth. And I've also got a Chuck software post-processor that's going to make even more interesting sounds. It's got a looper with some gain and a pitch shifter. It's really going to be wild. We'll get to that later in the show. But for now, I'm going to tell everybody about the Les Cam. I just got some free software, My Webcam Broadcaster, from the Apple Store. There is the link to the Les Cam. Oh. And in the chat room, we have our fearless leader, Mosk, asking for the link to the Les Cam. Hi, everybody. Everybody see me on the Les Cam? This is so groovy. And we have Jovian Mips posting in the forum. Blue Hell is helping Jovian Mips with some stuff. The ever helpful Blue Hell. The most knowledgeable person I know about technology and the internet. And in the chat room, recent speakers, we have W. Monk, more about him a little bit later. Antimon, Bubsy, Darth Buddha, who just did his show, and myself. All right, let's change this thing up a little bit. That's different. Let's listen to that for a while. Slow it down. Oh, looks like we have 8 listeners. That's great. Nice small indie radio show. We'll get about 300 listens when we post the show to the forum. But only 8 live listeners, that's cool. Alright, so everybody have the Les Cam on. I'm going to show you this synthesizer in a minute. But first, I want to cover some news. We're going to talk about the Les Cam, Birch Transmogrifier, the Challenge, SL2 OSC, and we already talked about the listeners. There, that's a little different. Birch Transmogrifier is the performing name that W. Monk and I use. W. Monk makes things out of wood, and he's got a wooden synthesizer. A synthesizer with wooden panels and a wooden enclosure. And he even experimented with some wooden knobs for a while there. And he generates audio from his synthesizer and sends it across the internet from the Netherlands to me. And I pick it up on my computer and I transmogrify it. I change the sound and distort it. In fact, we're going to try something new this time. Oops, I blocked the light and the synthesizer shut off. Let me hold this up to the cam. I have here one of these space navigators. See that space navigator? It has 6 degrees of freedom and 2 buttons. Costs like $110. You can twist it, pull it up, push it down, move it forward, back, left, right. Twist it in 360 degrees. Very useful device. And I'm gonna make a transmogrifier based on that space navigator. Alrighty. Next up in local news, electro music news, we have the Luneta Challenge. Back again from last year, we have the second year of a contest in which what we do is everybody buys a $5 bag of chips. And then we build a circuit that makes music using those chips and only those chips. Here is my collection of chips on the Les Cam. There's 23 chips there, because two of them are already being used. And where are they already being used? On this breadboard. Here's a breadboard. I've got 2 SR flip-flop oscillators, which is a thing I created last year on the Luneta Challenge. And there's a flexible solar cell that powers the breadboard. Pretty cool, huh? And there's some other people in the challenge. Saingo was the one who started it last year, and we had a great time. So, there's no winners and no losers. Everybody competes for their own enjoyment. Let's see, one more item of news, just one more. And then I'll get into the EM Synth. SL2 OSC. What W. Monk, once again, W. Monk is in the news. What he has done is create a translator program. I think we did it about a year and a half ago. And the translator takes packets that are generated by objects in Second Life, the virtual world of Second Life, and translates them into open sound control messages that travel to my computer, where Chuck, the music programming language Chuck, picks them up and makes synthesizer music under the control of people in the virtual world. So in the virtual world, I have this synthesizer that can look like anything. It could be coded to the movement of people's avatars. It could be buttons and knobs on a virtual synth. Could be anything. And SL2OSC relays the control inputs of avatars interacting with that anything to my computer, which generates the synthesizer music, and then we send it back. Yes, Blue Hell mentions Les has a noodle radio. Yes, we send it back to my 8072 port on EM radio, where SL picks it up and plays it on the parcel music. So the person who's controlling the synth hears a 20 or 30 second delay version of what they're controlling. Pretty cool, huh? And W. Monk has it running. I just need to figure out something to do with my firewall, and it'll be set up again on a Linden Endowment for the Arts sim that was granted to a buddy of mine. All right, that's it for the news. Let me put this envelope in the incoming mail, or it'll get lost. Now, wild music! Music for crazy people. What you're listening to is an EM synth, and the music's gonna stop right now because I'm gonna hold this EM synth up to the camera for everybody who's watching the Les cam to see. Here it is. You can see the wire, the 1/8-inch jack going into my Mac Mini. And we have the same flexible solar cell powering the unit. Instead of a breadboard, we have a circuit board that's designed to have a very similar, not exactly the same, but very, very similar pattern to a breadboard, such that you can transfer your design. Now, I didn't transfer it wire for wire. I did the breadboard kind of sloppy. Let me hold it up. Hello, Killer Haven. Welcome to the show. Hi, how you doing? Waving at you on the Les cam. Now, this synthesizer is composed of a bunch of tiny little modules. I'm going to hold it up closer. Here, for example, is an oscillator module. It's got a 4106 Schmidt trigger inverter, a capacitor, a resistor, and a potentiometer, a little miniature potentiometer made by Alpha. It's nice and reliable, and you can adjust the potentiometer to change the frequency of oscillation. Then I have one chip, a CD4040 12-bit binary counter on the breadboard, on the PCB. And now here we see a pair of ring modulators made with NAND gates. I've since realized that I can make the ring modulators out of exclusive OR gates. And then I can have like 5 input ring modulators from a single chip, or a dual ring modulator, either way. I think I'll do a 5 input ring modulator with resist pull down resistors so you don't have to use all the inputs. Anyway, moving over here to the middle, we have another oscillator that's being driven by some resistors coming off of the ring modulator and some taps of the 4040 to create an analog signal. And that causes the oscillator to have different frequencies depending on which of the bits are 1 or 0. In front of that oscillator, we have a stereo out module. And that was the synthesizer, but there was so much room left on the board when I was done, I used up all my other boards. I have 2 oscillators going into a pair of cross-coupled ring modulators, going into another ring modulator, and going into a sine wave thing that takes a clock and converts the signal, the clock signal, into a 8-step sinusoid. Or it should. I don't know if this one really does. I had a little trouble with it. And one goes in one channel, the other side goes in the other channel. I think I put the stereo jack in backwards, so left is right and right is left. So many different things to figure out. But there's the synth. The world's first electromusic synthesizer in my hands right here. Let's turn it back on. And play with it a little. While we let that thing chirp and whir, and by the way, as I mentioned before, pretty soon I'm going to add some Chuck post-processing that takes this input and makes it sound really smooth and groovy and even better than the chirpy stuff. What I want to show you now on the Les Cam is the remaining boards that are not completed yet because they're missing parts. And I have ordered at least some of these parts, most of them, and they'll be here Monday. In this bag, we have a pair of step sequencer boards. It's a big board, and it goes perpendicularly to the other boards, and it's just a baby 8 step sequencer. In this bag, hello synth. In this bag, we have an LED display boards here. Here is a 4-input any gate. And there's one more ring modulator. In this bag, we have some pseudo-random number generator boards. You can see one partially built there with some chips on it. We have some more stereo out boards. They're critical. And some sine wave thing boards. And then in this bag, we have some melody generator boards over here. You can see some partially built. And we have some spatializer boards. There's some partially built. Now I have found that soldering these surface mount parts is very trying. I can do it. I'd like to do it. It's relaxing and interesting. But after a couple hours, I get tired of it, and then I don't want to touch it for another half a week or a week. So, what I'm going to do is send the work to China. There are now, Sayingo was telling me, links to at least 3 companies in China who will accept DIY low volume production of assembly work in addition to the PCB manufacturing work. Thumbs up to that. So I can have a batch of boards made in a matter of weeks, or 1 week even, instead of me having to make the boards and taking forever. Okay, good news on that frontier. Now, let's take a break from this noise. Silence. Silence is golden. A little bit of silence. Let me look on iTunes in the Me folder. And let me check to see I'm set up to play out of iTunes, actually. That would be smart, wouldn't it? And I'm gonna find... Yes, I am set up. I'm gonna find this one song. I called it CMOS. This is a song made for Jack Hertz. He made a space rock compilation, and this is my entry. It consists of a vocal looper in combination with the synth you just heard and some lyrics from me. The song is 4.5 minutes long. Let's give it a listen. Thank you. Just fades out there at the end. Some wonderful comments from folks in the chat room about that stuff. I'm glad y'all enjoyed it that much. I really like it, and I hope Jack likes it too. Next up, we're gonna play with this vocal looper. Stefan says he's enjoying the show. Darth Buddha, Less Shall Control the Vertical Hold, Space the Final Frontier. Good music. And good comments from Mosk and Blue Hell and Bubsy. Killer Haven, loving the EM synth. Great stuff, Les. All right, good. Now, we're going to play with this vocal looper. As soon as I hit this green plus button, it should start making sound. Ready, set, go. All right, I'm turning down the gain. Turning down the gain because that was too loud. Okay. Maybe turn it up a little bit. I have three sliders on Maui, the Maui graphics of Chuck, available only on the Macintosh. Delay, gain, and pitch. In addition to that, I can control the four dials as well as the current starving on the synth. Let's crank up the delay. And play with the pitch a little bit. Let me, I'm going to grab the Les Cam and put it on my screen. I wonder if we can actually see the screen with the Les Cam. Yeah. There we see the three sliders in the middle. Here's the chat room window. There's Nicecast. Down here we have Line In. Here's the Chuck software window. The Chuck console monitor. iTunes hiding in the back. Let's point the Les Cam at the Les Cam window and see what happens. Whoa, trippy. Look at that. Infinity. Copies of the Les Cam at frame rate. Like mirrors facing mirrors. Whoa, let's rotate it around. Les Cam going nuts. Having fun with life, the simple technology. The simple pleasures of life. And then there's the Nicecast effect. Backing up, you can see my setup. Here is my Blue Yeti microphone. Love that thing. There's the lamp that I'm illuminating the synthesizer with. There's my belly. Over here, we have my Weller solder iron. Storage units, my other storage units, the same fire solder here, deadly, solder base skin. Over here we've got some fire base here. We have the back of the camera. Welcome to my world. The purple glass can backwards. Okay. Hi, everybody. Alright, let's play with this thing. I'm going to shut up for a minute and just jam on it for a few minutes and then come back and talk more. That's temporary. Oops, sorry about that. I saturated NiceCast, and what NiceCast does when I crank up the gain too much and blast it out loud is NiceCast shuts off. So the reason we lost audio is because we had too much audio. So let me crank this thing up again, and I'm going to try not to do that. Interesting stuff. All right. Very interesting stuff. Well, I enjoyed that. Let's see. What else can I tell you about what's going on? I think that's it. Well, there's 17 minutes left in the show. Let me open up the chat room for questions. Oops, this is in my way. And people in the chat room can type in anything they want, anything PG. And we'll do question and answer for a little while because I want to fill up the rest of the time for the show rather than end early. I know everybody's just dying to hear 16 more minutes of me talking. So, yeah, Bert's transmogrifier, as soon as we get off, I'm going to be playing with this osculator, do a little concert. Jan says do a little concert with them sounds. Mosk says that's a good suggestion. Okay, we won't be doing question and answer. We're going to do a little 15-minute concert. Let me see here. Do I want to add anything else? I don't think I can. I'm just gonna play with what I was playing with. Let me see. Let me look at the code real quick and see if there's anything I want to change. 2.0 max pitch, 1.0 max gain, 1 second max delay. Why don't we increase that to 10 seconds and see what happens? Okay, I'm going to turn the mic off and give it a try. An EM synth combined with Chuck Post Processing concert. Here we go.
Thank you.
And folks, that'll do it for our little show. Thank you guys for the idea of doing a little concert at the end. I think that turned out well. Let me get the Les Cam up here. I do like looking at myself. I think everybody does. Goodbye, everybody. Waving at the Les Cam. Scott's getting a beer. Jan and Scott have been chatting it up about the DS pick stuff. So, we had local news, electro music news, we had EM synth news, we had all kind of wacky sounds. You heard this synthesizer, and let me tell you, one final note, this synth only has four types of music making boards in it, and I've got another five or six types of music making boards that haven't been constructed yet, and a dozen more planned. So be looking forward to some really cool sounds coming out of EM Synth. So, all right. Bubsy, great show again. Blue Hell, it turned out well. Killer Haven, great stuff. Thanks, Les. Darth Buddha, thanks, Les. Bubsy claps. All right. That'll do it for the program. We're up to the hour. Thank you, everybody. I really enjoyed this one. It was fun. Catch you later. Oh, and see you on the other side.